Welcome back to Word on the Hills with me, Gwyn Cheltimer, my co-host Felicity Signal-Reed, and our guest this week, Karen Longwell. You've done a lot of traveling, Karen. Do you like to write about the places you visit or about the people?
Oh, most definitely the people. I've always been interested in photography of people. That's why I got into photojournalism, and yeah, I thought about doing, it's very hard to field to get into, but travel journalism. But I really like meeting the people, interviewing them, and finding out about their lives. It's the same in community journalism. It's just in a different country.
Right.
Yeah.
So when you visit a place like Cambodia or Vietnam, what sort of stories come out of those visits?
Well, for the stories that I've done or that I'm interested in are about international development, and that's how I got my start, was with the Jack Webster Foundation. He was very focused on international journalism as a way to support people in other countries in development issues and what Canada is doing in those countries in development issues. Yeah, so after I did that trip that was all paid for, I made sure to try and pursue more, a lot on my own funding, but luckily with the paper I'm in now, they've supported me on a couple of trips, and I've got some other support for other trips as well, which has been really, really great.
So you're with the Northumberland newspaper now, and you say they supported you on some of your trips, so
yep.
What sort of events do they send you to?
Well, on my own, I went to Tanzania, and I met up with some local students here who were traveling there, so they, my paper, which is, Northumberland News, was impressed by that, so they encouraged me to set up a proposal to go to another trip. So I proposed Horizons of Friendship, which is a local organization based in Coburg here. They were going to El Salvador the next year, so I suggested that I proposed the stories, and they said okay. They paid for it, and I went, and we did a special section on El Salvador. And I enjoyed it so much I went back again this year with Horizons of Friendship for Guatemala. Yeah, they're interested more in social justice, and but it's development, international development issues based in Central America and Mexico. So, I enjoyed most all of those trips very much,
And obviously that's not going to fill an entire year of newspaper stories. So when you're local, how do you find your stories?
Oh, how do I find my stories locally? A lot of times they come to me. In fact, sometimes they come so fast and furious I can't keep up with them. But because I first, when I moved here, I was worried that we wouldn't find, enough stories to fill the paper. But it's not the case. There's so much going on here in Coburg. They got a vibrant art scene and community theater and news. I mean, thankfully, there's not a lot of terrible news here, but it does keep us occupied. There's still issues like many other places, although not as much as when I was in Williams Lake, which was the murder capital of the year while I was there.
Oh, good heavens. A tiny little place in the middle of the interior.
Yeah, they had six homicides in 1 year, I think. So.
Oh, that's awful.
Per capita, it was the largest amount of murders in that 1 year. But anyway, thankfully, Coburg and Port Hope don't have quite that reputation.
Yeah. Thank heavens. What kind of articles do you like to write best?
Oh, what do I like best? I like a little bit of everything. I do love the arts and theater. And obviously I love international stories. Anytime when someone is gone somewhere or done something and they come back with some interesting stories, I love that. I do love crime and fire stories too, I hate to admit. But I think everybody's got a curiosity about that sort of thing. So it's just natural to enjoy that, to not enjoy, but to find it interesting.
Well, moving away from the journalism for just a minute, you also write fiction.
Yeah.
Yes. So tell us about that.
So, in different communities I've been in, most recently in Bracebridge, I did belong to a writer's group just very casually and it's very much for fun. But I also participated last November in the, I don't know if you're familiar with this month where you can write a novel.
NaNoWriMo?
Yes, the month of November. It was my first, I looked at it many, many times because I've always had a dream to write a novel. And I thought, last November I didn't have much going on. I thought, I'm going to try it. And I did finish my they require 50,000 words, I think, to say that you've completed the novel.
Oh, well done, because I know how difficult that is.
Just in the last like hours of the day, on the last day, which is November 30th, I think I finished it. Yeah, but it's very rough right now. I haven't really gone back to it much after finishing it. But it's a kind of romance novel, so it's not really. It's quite different from what I write for the paper, but yeah.
But I think it's good to write in different genres. It keeps your mind active and, you know, get stayed in your in the way you write.
For sure. One of my journalism professors said we should read and write poetry to keep our minds fresh and to keep our writing fresh, because poetry and journalism share some similarities in the concise sort of writing style that you have to stick to.
Well, thanks very much. And can we ask you to read for us again, please?
Sure. Yeah, I'll just read about my last trip in Guatemala. This is a story which I really enjoyed writing and participating in. During Horizons of Friendship, we had a chance to witness a Mayan ceremony. So this is just a little bit about the Mayan ceremony and the Mayan priest that I met.
And there. I see it's in a...
It's in a magazine.
Very lovely magazine.
This is
photographs.
Loop magazine, which my paper publishes in Oshawa. It's the company Metroland publishes this magazine in Durham region. So, yeah, sometimes we get a chance to write some articles for this magazine as well as our regular job. But anyway, okay. Wearing a beige fedora hat and round wire glasses, Mayan priest Thomas Hart looks a bit like Indiana Jones. He slipped quietly into the bus full of Horizons of Friendship educational tour members from various parts of Canada, including Toronto, Cobourg, and Oshawa. The group was visiting Horizons partner organizations in the Western Highland region of Guatemala. Horizons partner Guatemala Intercultural Highlands Association, known as Amigas, invited Mr. Hart to conduct a Mayan ceremony. The Mayan civilization peaked in the first millennium A.D., and although it is often thought the Mayan people disappeared before European contact, the ancestors of those indigenous peoples who built large temple structures and cities live and have kept their traditional culture over centuries in Central America. With a traditional Mayan ceremony, Mr. Hart suggests the group ask for permission to visit Guatemala. He builds a fire and invites us to think of someone who has died and to repeat that person's name. The dead are alive within us, he said, as the smoke washes over the visitors gathered in the circle. Wax candle offerings are thrown in the fire. He asked the ancestors for permission to visit the land. Mr. Hart's visit with the group comes on an auspicious day in the Mayan calendar. Each day in the calendar is thought to have meaning. On this day, it is a good time to grow or plant something. He hopes Horizon's work will be beneficial. Everything you contribute through Horizons is something you are planting. I ask that they will bear fruit. This will bear fruit for the people of Guatemala. Mr. Hart, originally from Northern Ireland, left England as an atheist in 1992 and is now a practicing Mayan priest. As we travel through the narrow streets of Quetzaltenango, sorry if I pronounced that wrong, Quetzal City, on the way to the Amiga's office, Mr. Hart described how events conspired to lead him to Guatemala in the Western Highland region, heavily populated with Mayan people. He was living in London and working for the BBC as a political researcher. Disillusioned by the politics in the country, he felt the need to leave the United Kingdom, and he chose Guatemala at random, but in retrospect, he feels it was part of his calling. Arriving near the end of Guatemala's 36-year civil war, which lasted until 1996, Mr. Hart said Mayan practices were done underground at that time. The indigenous people were dominated since the arrival of the Spanish. When he arrived, Mr. Hart found Mayan priests were not able to practice freely due to an insurgence of the evangelical church in the 1970s and 1980s in Guatemala. The church condemned Mayan religion and practitioners were called devil worshippers, he said. It was dangerous to practice outwardly and to visit sacred Mayan shrines. Mr. Hart came to Guatemala with an interest in indigenous religion, and he set out to research a book on Mayan spirituality. He met with many priests and priestesses for the book. After the book was released, the Mayans told him it was fine, but his real work was to be a priest. They told me it's your calling. You're supposed to be working as a priest. These days, he is sought out and respected. Mayan priests or priestesses work partly as healers and advisors in addition to giving ceremonies for Thanksgiving and to request a good harvest. Mr. Hart also works as the United Kingdom's Health Poverty Action National Director for Guatemala.
Well, thank you, Karen, and thanks for visiting with us today and giving us an insight into your journalism life here in Northumberland.
Thank you for inviting me.
And we hope that listeners will read your articles and notice your name perhaps as they read Northumberland News and gain some more insight into the community. And if you would like to contact us, listeners, please send your comments, queries, or suggestions for whom we might interview in future programs to our email address, wordonthehills897@gmail.com, or connect with us at our website, www.wordonthehills.com, where all our programs are archived and available to listeners anywhere and anytime. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you'll join us again for another program next week, Sunday at 1 p.m., Northumberland 897, truly local radio.